Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Many of us think of faith as a collection of separate actions, prayer here, charity there, good manners somewhere in between. But Imam Ridha alayhi salam corrects this fragmented view of religion with a profound teaching. He says, indeed, Allah commanded three things, each paired with another. Then the Imam explains, Allah commanded prayer and zakah together. Zakat means like the wajib or obligatory charity that one should pay. And basically it is like helping the needy. So he says Allah commanded prayer and zakat together. So whoever prays but does not give zakat, his prayer is not accepted. Allah commanded gratitude to him and gratitude to parents together. So whoever does not thank his parents has not truly thanked Allah. And Allah commanded God consciousness and maintaining family ties together. So whoever cuts off their relatives has not truly practiced taqwa or piety, righteousness. This narration is not just theology, it is a framework for life. Imam Ridha alayhi salam is teaching us that in Islam, faith is never isolated. Acts of worship are intentionally interconnected to social responsibility, ethics, and relationships. Let us begin with prayer and zakat. Prayer represents our relationship with Allah. Zakat represents our responsibility toward people. One without the other creates imbalance. A prayer that does not soften the heart towards the needy is incomplete. It may be performed correctly, but it has not yet done its work. Islam does not accept spirituality that ignores injustice or hoards blessings. Then comes gratitude. Allah pairs gratitude to him with gratitude to parents. Why? Because parents are the first visible sign of divine mercy in our lives. They are the means through which we were given existence, care, and sacrifice. A person who claims to thank Allah but dismisses or disrespects their parents has misunderstood gratitude itself. True thankfulness flows outward. It is expressed, not just felt. And finally, taqwa and family ties. Many people define taqwa as personal piety, avoiding sins, performing rituals, appearing religious. But Imam Ridha alayhi salam dismantles this illusion. He says, if you like severe family bonds, you have not truly feared God. Why? Because taqwa is not withdrawal from people. It is responsibility toward them. Maintaining ties requires patience, humility, forgiveness, emotional maturity. Cutting people off is often easier than staying morally present. This narration teaches us a central truth. You cannot claim closeness to God while neglecting His creation. Prayer without generosity becomes hollow. Gratitude without appreciation becomes hypocrisy. And taqwa without compassion, taqwa is God consciousness, right? Taqwa without compassion becomes self-deception. Islam is a connected system. Break one link and the whole structure weakens. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.